Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus for Maris Hannah, Miriam Bas Chana, Vitzkiya Ben Chana, Nechem Gittel Bas Rachel Esther, Le'eshal Bracha Bat Slacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. We're basing this on a shiur given by Mori V'Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, Parashas Bamidbar, Tov Shin Ayin Aleph. It says in the Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Zayin, that the Levim were not counted amongst the Jewish people. The Pasuk continues and says that now the Levim are going to be commanded for the Mishkan Eidus and all the Kalim, and their job is to carry the Mishkan and to serve, and they encamp around the Mishkan. Rashi says, why do you not count Shevet Levi amongst the rest of the Jews? So he gives two reasons. Number one, because the legion of a king is worthy of being counted alone. And number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that in the end there's going to be a gzeira on everybody counted from the age of 20 and up, that they're going to die in the Midbar, and he didn't want Shevet Levi to be included in this because they did not sin with the Egel. What's interesting is that the Makor of Rashi, which we're not going to read out, is a Medrash, and there it says, because they did not sin with the golden calf, with the Meraglim. Rashi says they didn't sin with the Egel, with the golden calf. But the Makor of Rashi is that they didn't sin with the Meraglim, halo davarhu, that Rashi is changing from the Medrash, and the question is, why? There's a Mizrahi here, but this is a Chachamim Shlags up the Mizrahi. Very difficult to understand. Also, the Mefarshim ask on Rashi from the Drash of Chazal, Tzafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shasid Alamur Gzeira Kol Hanimim Ibn Esrim Shana V'Mala Shiamusu V'Midbar Amr Al Yu Eilu B'Chlal Lefi Shehem Shali. That this Rashi, based on the Drash of Chazal, that Hashem saw there was going to be Gzeira on everybody from 20 and up, they're going to die in the Midbar, he said, I don't want them to be included because they're mine. The question is, why should Hashem not do judgment? Hashofet kol haaretz lo yaaseh mishpat. Since the Meraglim didn't sin, since they didn't sin with the Chayit HaMeraglim, why should there be a decree of death upon them? The Pasuk already says, Ve'omer Hashem al Moshe, mi asher chata li amchenu misifri. Whoever sins to me, I'll erase him from my book. So even if the Levim were counted, they would not have gotten the Gzeir of Misa. It's not the Arud that's maimed, like the Gemara says. It's not the leech that kills. It's the sin. So what do you mean they had to be counted alone, so they're not included in the Gzeir? Even if they'd be counted with everybody else, they would still not be included in the Gzeir because they didn't sin. With respect to the first kasha, we asked that Rashi mentioned the Cheda Ego instead of the Cheda Meraglim, which the Medrash singled out. We have another kasha. We have a Gemara, another Shver Rashi in Sanhedrin. Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. It says in the Gemara, V'yom Pakti Pakadati Aleim Chatosam. Tana Mishum Rav Yossi, Esim Zumenes Leparanus. On that day, I'll remember their sin. This is a time that's prepared for Paranus, for tragedy. Rashi explains, "V'yom pakti b'tishabav, shibachol hashana miyasam rabbayim shana shama midbar yom izumim v'leparanis." Then, for the 40 years that they were in the midbar, Tishabav was like a day that was prepared for terrible things. Bochazuram meraglim. And that day, the meraglim returned. Bo nechor v'abayis b'shana u'shnian. And that day, on Tishabav, the first and second batei mikdash were destroyed. Rashi is very difficult to understand. The pasuk v'yom pakti u'pakadati is talking about the cheda ego, not the cheda meraglim. And the Maharsha already asks this kasha on Rashi. And therefore he explained the Gemara differently, because Rashi's not following the pasuk. The pasuk says v'yom pakti, talking about the egel, and Rashi says no. Talking about the Meraglim. Interesting. Furthermore, we have a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, records a argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Habotzer legas, if you cut down grapes in order to press them in the wine press and make wine, and the grapes got wet without the kavana of the person cutting down the grapes that they should get wet, Shammai says that they're still mukhshar lekabel tumah, they're still prepared for tumah because the liquid came on them. It's gzeira min haTorah, since it's not l'ratzon, they're not tumah. But midrabbanan, Shammai says they're mukhshar lekabel tumah, and therefore when you cut them down, moskim habotzer legas hukshar, when you cut them down, since they're mukhshar lekabel tumah, you have to cut them down with kelim tahorim. Otherwise, they're going to become the kelim are going to be metame them. Hillel says they're not mukhshar, since the juice doesn't come out l'ritzono. So Hillel says to Shammai, "Ibnei ma botzer b'tara vein moskim b'tara. How come you cut down olives b'tara, grapes b'tara, but not olives? Moskim masikas zaysim. How come you don't cut down the olives b'tara? You are machmir and kelim tahorim." For grapes, but not for olives, why? So Shammai says to Hillel, if you start asking me kashas, I'm going to make tumah even on the masika. I'm going to make you cut down the zeisim with kelim tahorim. And they stuck a sword in the base medrash, and they said, anybody wants to come in, should come in. Anybody wants to leave is not allowed to leave. And that day, Hillel was submissive to Shammai, and he sat before him like one of the Talmidim, and it was a day as bad as the day that the eagle was made. So this is a very, very shver gemara. Just because Hillel was sitting kafuf lifnei Shammai, that's as bad as the day the eagle was made. Cheda eagle was terrible. The Jews had received the Torah, and then they're dancing around this golden calf. Terrible. Aluva kala, shemizinsa mitochu pasa. Chazal say, Sanhedrin Kuvbeis, that's all. Any Puranas we have is a little bit of the Cheda Egel. And all that because Hillel was sitting bowed over before Shammai. Very difficult. The Sfasemis and Shabbos asks another Kasha. He says, he brings Rashi. Rashi says, because Hillel was so humble, that's why it was such a terrible day. Because Hillel was so humble. Kasha lefisha Hillel nasi of anvisan. Because Hillel was the nasi, and he was so humble, Mela was terrible that he was sitting submissive, kafuf lefnei Shammai. Frektis vasemes fakeret, because he was an anav, that's great. It shouldn't bother him so much, he's mochel. So Svasemis answers that that's why other people have to protect his honor. Like it says, V'ish Moshe Anav Mod Mikol Adam Mishael Pnei Adama. And therefore Hashem fought his battles for him. Since Hillel was such an Anav, Hashem fought his battles for him. Top. Adayin Tzarech Iyun. So to answer all of these kashas, we know it's just Man Matan Tarasenu is coming up, the Heilige Shviyas. It's well known what the Ran says in the Medrash, that Moshe said to the Jewish people, you're going to serve God in this mountain. And the Jewish people said, when? And he said, after 50 days. And they counted each one to himself, and therefore Chachamim were Koveya Sviris HaOmer. We count 50 days, even though we don't have a Karban HaOmer anymore on the second day of Pesach, but we still count the 50 days for Simchas HaTorah. So the tachlis of all the moados, we know is everything is zechel tzias Mitzrayim, but tzias Mitzrayim is only from Matan Torah. V'zelachos kish anochi shlachticha botziach asam Mitzrayim tavdun etzalokim alahar hazeh. So this day is called Yom HaKol, the day of gathering, and we know that the name is the essence. So this is a day of achdus. This is the day where the Jewish people became one community. Ichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, that normally they were, the Chazal say, they were always fighting the Jews. But here they became one. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Har Nef Vayachanu Vayichan. One encamping. And another medrash, Vayikra Rabba Tes Tes Gadol HaShalom. Peace is so great, because the Jews would travel and encamp, and they were just fighting all the time. And then when they got to Har Sinai, they made peace, and Hashem said, this is the perfect time to give Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, how do you know that if the Jews were missing even one person, the Shekhinah wouldn't have been revealed? It says, La'ine kolam al Har Sinai, God revealed himself to all the nation, needed everybody there. So you have to, very important to have Achdus. Now it's interesting that in this day of Achdus, Rashi says, this is a similar medrash in Mechilta de Rashbi. Rashi says that Moshe had a mechitza for himself. Moshe was by himself. Aaron had a mechitza, he was in his own area. And the Jewish people had a mechitza, and the Jewish people had their own mechitza. Everyone is in there, and the Kohanim had their own. Moshe nigash yosir meharon, baharon yosir mena Kohanim, vam kolikar al yersu, es matzavim lalos el Hashem. Moshe had his area. He got the closest, Aaron got the second closest, the Kohanim got the third closest, and the nation, the fourth. So this is so weird. The whole idea is that they should be in love each other. Like Chazal say, Mechilta Derashbi, Chanoi Achas, Nitam Belivon, Kadeshi Ovusad said, that they should love each other and be Makabal Kiblos HaTorah. And be Makabal Torah. And Dafka here, we have Mechitzas. Everybody has their own section. And the Tzoror HaMor in Parshas Vayetze says Zekanim Mechitza Latzman. Even the Zekanim had their own Mechitza. So why are the Jewish people commanded Dafka here to have their own Mechitza, this Indian of Ma'amados, Dafka in the Yom HaKol, the day of gathering, of togetherness? So the Shem Yishmuel talks about this in Lag Ba'Omer, Dibor Maschel Vehine, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha talks about it. And Shabbos Parshas Naso and Tovshin and Mem Zayin. So the explanation is, and this is a big yisod of Mori V'Rabbi Shlita, that Shleimus comes from contrasts, when things aren't equal, and that's when you have a complete Shleimus. I know that the feet serve a much less important purpose than the head. If somebody had to cut something off, his feet or his head, he would choose his feet. But the Shleimus of a person is with feet also. The feet and the head work together. If not for the feet, the head would be much lower. The head sends messages to the feet. The feet follows the head. All different parts of the body work together, and all different parts of the community work together. And we need all types of people. We need cab drivers, and we need contractors, and we need doctors, and lawyers, and rabbis, and kollel people, and children, and women, and old women, and young women, and we need all different types of human beings. And that's what creates a Shleimus in the world. And also when we got the Torah, it wasn't that they were all equal. Exactly the point is to create the Shleimus. Everybody has their own mechitza. Everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Everyone is in their own place. That's why each tribe, the Shevet Levi, Kohanim have their mitzvahs, and Levi have their mitzvahs, and Israel have their mitzvahs, and men have their mitzvahs, and women have their mitzvahs, and everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. We know the Torah tells us 6 days you should work, and on the seventh day you should rest. The Shleimus is the 6 days you work, and the seventh day you rest. That's the Shleimus. Shabbos is the Tachlis, but you also need the first 6 days. Now we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's always Mida Keneged Mida. Why is it Mida Keneged Mida? So that we learn our lesson. Otherwise, if it was just Stam a punishment, we wouldn't learn our lesson. So we have to learn from the Chet of the sin of the Chet HaEgel, the Onish of the Chet HaEgel. So we know a famous Gemara in Yuma, that a wise woman asked Rabbi Eliezer, since everybody did the same mice in the Egel, why do they die different deaths? And he said that a woman, her chachma is only in her sewing, in her pelech, in her, I think it's called a nimble, that the women used to put on their fingers when they would sew. That's a very, very funny answer. Ein chacham elisha ela bepelech. And then the Gemara says that those who brought a korban and were makdir, they were killed b'sayif. Those who kissed the egel and hugged it, they had a misa. Those who were happy in their hearts, they had a disease called hajirokin. And another opinion says if there was edim and hasra, there was sayif. If it was edim with sword. If it was edim without hasra, if it was witnesses without a warning, misa. And if it was no edim and no hasra, hajirokin. So they did three different deaths for three different sins. So there were different madrigas in the sin. And therefore there were different madrigas in the punishment. So what really was the sin of the Chet HaEgel? The sin was that they didn't want there to be different mamados. That the Kohen has his job and the Levi has his job. And the Yisrael is not allowed to be maker of a carbon like a Kohen and a Levi. They didn't want that. They wanted everybody to be equal. So therefore they were punished. Mita keneged mita. They got different punishments. There are chilukim. It depends on how they sin. So it shows you, it teaches you that we're not all supposed to be the same. And now we can understand what he answered this woman. Ein chacham elisha ela bepelech. Gemara says she was a wise woman. So why didn't he just explain to her? Gemara goes on to explain, but he just tells her, Ein chacham elisha ela bepelech. Why didn't he give her an answer? So he did. Because he was meramis to her the answer. In other words, a woman has to know her place. Everybody has their purpose. So when the Beis HaMikdash is built, a woman might be able to sew the parochas for the Beis HaMikdash, but she's not going to be the Kohenes Gedola. We don't have a Kohenes Gedola. So he's telling her, everybody has their place, and there's nobody's better than anybody else. Everybody's serving their purpose. So we understand the sin of the Chet HaEgel, and now we can also answer our kashas. Because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Aleph Chav Beis, when they want them to send spies to conspire to Israel, the Pasuk says Rashi's Berbuvia. Everybody was coming at once. The kids are pushing the old people are pushing the leaders. And the Rashi contrasts that with by Matan Torah. Where there, where they were approached, Vatikurvanalaikol Rashi Shivtecha Zaganecha Matom Rahina Ranu Osakir Vaiso Genis. The kids are Machabi the Zakanim, and they let them go first. And the Zakanim are Machabi the Rashim, but by Chait Hamaraglim, by wanting to send the Maraglim, which resulted in Chait, there was their Buvia. Everybody was just pushing their way in, nobody was Machabi anybody else. The question is, here's the tochacha. This pasuk in Dvarim is the tochacha. So it was birabuvia, it was tochacha, so Rosh is merameis to them according to Rashi, but Matan Torah was hogenes. So why is this part of the tochacha that he's complimenting them? So it's well known what the Chiddush HaRim says. There was also tochacha. Because by the giving of the Torah, they shouldn't have been so machabit each other. For that, you do push. For that, you do want to get ahead. Akopanim ledvareinu, you can say something very deep. It's a very deep remez. That Moshe Rabbeinu was reminding them of the kirva, the correct kirva that was based Matan Torah. That even though they were kish echad, b'lev echad. By the way, that vort is not only chdush arim, but it's also in the Chasim Sofer, and the first one was the Kli Yakor who said it. Akopanim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that when the Matan Torah you had a kirva hogenis, that you were ki'ish echad b'lev echad, that's true, there was achdus, but everybody knew their place. We knew who the Zakanim were, and who the Rashim were, and who the Yeladim were. But Then came the Chait Ha Egel. And what happened to Chait Ha Egel? There was Bittul HaMa'amados. There were no more classes. Everybody's the same. And from that they came to the Chait HaMeraglim, where also everybody had to be the same. Nobody was Mechaber anybody else. And they needed kapara, and they weren't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe is telling them, look, at Matan Torah you understood that everybody has their place, and that's what creates achdus. So why are you trying to be mevatel that, right? The Chait HaEgel, and then further the Chait HaMeraglim, but the root was the Chait HaEgel, that everybody's the same. And now we understand Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is an Eis Mezumenes L'Puranas. Rashi says it's talking about Tisha B'Av, that every all 40 years they were in the Midbar. It's a day Mezumen L'Puranas. That's the day the Meraglim came back, and there was Chorban Abayis. So even though the Pasuk says Uviyom Pakti, which is talking about Chait HaEgel, Rashi mentions the Chait HaMeraglim, because the Chait HaEgel was the root of the Chait HaMeraglim. In Achinami, the Pasuk is talking about the Meraglim. This day is an Eis Mezumenes L'Puranas. This Uviyom Pakti Upakadati Aleim Chatasim. That's talking about, the Pasuk is talking about the Chait HaEgel. So why did Rashi say it's Chait HaMeraglim, and that's the day the Meraglim came back? And the answer is because the root of the Chait HaMeraglim is the Chait HaEgel. So this of Yom Pakti Upakadati which is talking about the Chait HaEgel, Rashi says Bo Chazru HaMeraglim, because that's the root of the Meraglim. The root of the Chait HaMeraglim is the Chait HaEgel. What's the common denominator? That they both want to be Mevatel Ma'amados. That everybody's the same. So Rashi's telling us that this day, which is Mezumen L'Puranas, which we thought, Pashat in the Gemara, is that it's Chait HaEgel, is really Chait HaMeraglim, but the Chait HaEgel is the root of the Chait HaMeraglim. Now we can also understand Rashi and Chumash, that Shevet Levi wasn't going to be killed because they didn't make a mistake with the Egel. So why did Rashi change from the Medrash? The Medrash says Meraglim. And the answer is because they didn't sin with either, as the Sifsei Chachamim points out. But the root of the Chait HaMeraglim was the Chait HaEgel. And that's what Rashi's teaching us. What's the Shoresh? Shevet Levi understood that everybody has their job. There's a Kohen Gadol, a Skan Kohen Gadol, there's a Kohen Hediot. This Levi sings, this Levi is opening the doors, the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol Masayin Lavodas HaMelech. And now we can read Rashi again. Achas Mata Levi Tifkot Kedayu Ligion Shemelech Lios Nimna Levada. Don't count Shevet Levi with everybody else. The legion of the king is worthy of being counted alone. Davar Acher Tzafa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shasid Olam Gzeira Al Kol HaNimnim Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala Shemusu B'Midbar. Hashem saw the Gzeira on those 20 above that are going to die in the Midbar. And he didn't want Shevet Levi to be amongst them because they didn't make a mistake with the Chait HaEgel. Kedayu Ligion Shemelech Lios Nimna Levado. Because they didn't make a mistake with the Egel. Because already at the very beginning, they understood this, the value of everybody having their own mechitza. And they didn't have a problem with mechitza, they didn't have a problem with classes. They were very happy about it, even though Kohanim have a more chashuv job. But that doesn't bother them. And therefore, Kedai hu ligyon amelchios nimna levado. So now they get counted on their own. Why? Because now they're their own class. If you can appreciate that everybody has a different job, then you're singled out, because you're appreciating the fact that everybody should be singled out. And therefore Shevet Levi was singled out themselves. The Gemara says in the Seches Tainis, Nafchaf Aleph Amud Beis, in Surah, there was a Dever, people were dying. In this neighborhood of Rav, there was no Dever. And they thought, because Rav had such a great Schus. And then there was this, they saw in a dream that Rav, who was had such great schuyos, it was no big deal for Rav. It was a milsa zutra, it was too small for him, the saving of the people. But rather it was a certain person who would lend out utensils for kvura. And the Maharsha doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, B'chal masayim money. If Rav has such a great schus, so it doesn't. It's not too small for him. They could also be included. He can. They can have his schus for other things and for this as well. So why can't Rav have a schus that he can also save the city? Sfasemis on the Gemara says, "V'liner l'farish demishes schus o kokar gadol tafilu sholit chas v'shalom peranus b'shchenim hu nishmar." Somebody who has such a big schus, even if there's peranus on the neighbors, he's guarded. V'meila ein hashchilim nitzalim b'schus. So the neighbors aren't saved. And his chus, rak, mishes chuso muat, matzil kadesh lo yinizok gam hu. Somebody who has a small chus, he saves others, so that he himself isn't harmed. Ukein zepirei shadoni avimori zikni beparshas vayera bechamishim tzadikim tzoch ha'ir. These are the measures tzadikim nivli, who perish huzal. The kevin the kishiyavu adrim musla ino mafchim. That when there's Angela Musia, when there's this terrible tragedies going around the city, so there's no distinction between good and bad. And they're also going to be killed. And that's why you have to save the whole city for them. In other words, the tzaddiki nivli are those tzaddikim whose schus isn't enough for them to be separated from the rishayim who are destroyed. And therefore when the mashchus is given rishus to destroy, he doesn't distinguish between good and bad. And the bad people, the good people are also going to be destroyed. But since ein nispe v'lo mishpat, a person isn't killed without judgment, and they're not roy for being killed and for the sin of the city, so the whole city is going to be saved on their behalf. But a tzaddik, who's a very big tzaddik, who has a tremendous chus, even if he's in the middle of the city, surrounded by Rishayim, his chus is so big that it can shield him. Even if he's in a makom sakana, and everybody else is going to die. So, it's very interesting. If a person's a huge tzaddik, then he's going to be saved alone, and the people around him, they have a sin, they're not going to be saved. If a person's a small tzaddik, then he's going to save the rest of the city. Because he really should be taken with them, because his chus isn't big enough that he alone should be saved. But he doesn't deserve to die, so therefore you have to save everybody with him. But only a bigger tzaddik, a huge tzaddik, when everybody else is dying, he's such a big tzaddik he can stay alive. Because there's a big danger when one is around tzaddikim. There's a big danger when one is around rishayim who are being destroyed. There's a big danger even for the tzaddik. So in a normal case, if the person's a tzaddik gamor, then he can be saved, even though he's in a makom sakana. And if a person's not a tzaddik gamor, then he's going to be taken also. It's not fair. So then everybody is saved, but it's a makom sakana to be amongst people who are dying. So now we can understand the union of Shevet Levi. If they'd have been counted amongst the Jewish people, so now they're mechubar to the Jewish people. And that chibur is going to endanger them now, because when all the Jews are dying, they might die also. And don't say they'll just be saved. Because the Cheda Egel was an extraordinary circumstance where where you can't save Shevet Levi. They're mamish in a makom sakana, they might be taken as well. And now we can understand the Gemara in Shabbos that Hillel sitting kafuf when he was subordinate to Shammai, he lowered himself, and it was like the day the eagle was made. And Rashi says because Hillel was a nasi and an anvisan. And we asked, how can you compare this to the day of the eagle? And even more difficult is the kasha of the Sfasemis, since Hillel was such an anav, so he wasn't makbid. However, based on what we said, it's beautiful. Hillel Hazaken was a Nasi Yisrael. And even though he was a big Anav, and him in his mind, he didn't have a problem sitting bowed over before Shammai. Nevertheless, since he was a Nasi Yisrael and he was in such a high level, the fact that he was sitting, bowed over before Shammai, bent over like that. So he's destroying this whole union of Ma'amadas. And that's how the world was created. There have to be Ma'amadas, there have to be different classes. Everyone has a different job. And that's the comparison of the Gemara. It's like the Yom Shanasa Bo Ego. That's the Shorish of the Cheda Ego. Everybody's the same. Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, everybody can serve. No more differences. We know that's also the sin of Korach. A lot of times we see this Yisod, that people want the same. That's not the way the world is. And if Hillel is bowing over before Shammai, that's not good. Hillel's Choshev, Hillel's a Nasi B'Yisrael. That's Bittul Ma'amadas. So the Levim, they had to be counted separately, because they understood that everybody has their own job. And therefore they were saved. And it was a terrible day when Hillel was sitting bowed over before Shammai. Because now Hillel's not the Nasi anymore. Everybody's the same. Me and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the housekeeper, everybody's in the same Madriga. It's not true. Different jobs, different people. So this is our avoda before Matan Torah. To know the two sides. That everybody is united and everybody loves everybody else. On the other hand, everybody has a different job. Hakom sayin l'avodas hamelech. Everybody is helping the avod of the king. There's no room for jealousy. And that's the yisod of Matan Torah. Everybody on their own madrega. The Rambam says it's not only Shevet Levi at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, but anybody who wants to stand before Hashem can do it. If you're on that madrega, you throw away all your chashbonos and you're just miskadesh kodesh kadoshim. So we can be zocha to be mitzdarif to Shevet Levi, to those people who are nimne b'mechitza levado, who have their own mechitza, they have their own counting. And they were saved because they understood different strokes for different folks. And we can be part of that holy tribe if we want to. Everybody can reach the highest level of Kedusha if they so desire. So Baruch Hashem, we have a new havan in the parsha, and hopefully in Avodas Hashem as well. And we should all be zocha lilmodu lelame lishma velasas of the kaimus called divrei salma terasu v'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.